So I just wanted to come back to the text by way of the overall theme, which is the installation of innocence represented by the Lamb. And you have the idea in John's Gospel, you know, the Baptist recognizing Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And Jesus, the name means Yehovah saves. So salvation or liberation is what's represented in that form, in that name. And what is Yehovah or Jehovah? It's love. So we can come back to these first six verses just as a quick summary, just to emphasize that it is about the activity of love within the human mind, like the end that looks to its liberation and salvation and restoration back to the source. And so what we have in the opening statement, and Yehovah said to Moses and to Aaron in the land of Egypt. So just as process, love flows into what's represented by Moses and Aaron, which are levels of truth, because love gets expressed through truth, and that this takes place in the land of Egypt or at the level of our awareness, so that we can be raised and drawn back to the Lord as the source of our life. And then the statement is saying, this month to you is the head of months. This is the first to you in the months of the year. So immediately we see that truths communicate the nature of the process. It prepares the mind for what's needed in order for that process to unfold within it. And the head of the months is a recognition that the word is that which is able to draw us out of that self we've invested in and bring us into a new sense of self that the Lord is providing. So the thing is the idea that what the word speaks must come to pass. So this is a description of a universal process, and the text provides the basis for being able to grasp and see that process unfold within ourselves. So it provides us with the images that we need. So what do truths do? They speak to the assemblage of Israel, or all those things that have been laid down in the mind that are of a higher order, that have laid dormant within the memory. This is love coming and invigorating and giving power to those things within the mind so that they can do their work. And the instruction is that everyone to take a lamb. So this again is the installation of innocence, and as the text has described later on, for love to be love or good to be good, it has to have innocence within it. So the innocence or the lamb is the Lord, because the whole process is the Lord's activity. So the goods and truths that are trapped within Egypt, represented by the sons of Israel, these things are to be elevated out of that lower level. And this has to do with looking up. So looking up is to look to the Lord in the primary place. Looking down is to look to one's own self-interest. So the idea of the rising and falling that was given, I think, really does illustrate this alternation of state. There has to be this alternation of state, because the alternation of the higher and the lower, being caught in what is higher and what is lower, or between those two, is what enables the loosening of what binds and the instilling of what brings freedom. And that, you know, I just thought it was a lovely statement in verse 4 that if the good is, if there's not enough, then you are to connect with your neighbor. I mean, that can be taken on a number of levels, but I thought about it in terms of our shares in the group, how we're always lacking. So that's kind of the default state. And that sense of lack is what helps us draw connection with others and ultimately with the Lord himself as the source, who is never lacking. So I just thought that was a nice sort of touch on the nature of meeting and finding communion as we come together. and that the lamb is to be unblemished. That's the nature of it. So that is a full acknowledgement that all power in spiritual life is from the Lord as the Word, and there is to be nothing of self-attribution in it. And again, this comes back to the idea that those lower loves, the love of self and love of the world, can serve so long as love to the Lord and love to the neighbor in the first place. And that is what brings about an unblemished state, whereas to have the love of self and love of the world as the ends means that love to the Lord and love to the neighbor serve that, and that is a blemished or disordered state of mind. And that's the very last sort of verse for this particular reading has to do with the killing between two evenings, and death in scripture always means resurrection. So those two things go together. So it's elevating the thought is what brings about a realization of these two states between the evenings, which is one of damnation and one of liberation. So it's to see that all activity from a self that is not connected to the Lord is damned, and only those states that are connected to the Lord are liberated. And so we have both those states within us, and this is the sorting out that needs to happen.